We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is Marks and Reese, Johnny Marks, Ike Reese, joining us right now. Joins us every Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Brought to you by Hers on game day. Choose the snack of the champions by grabbing a bag of new Hers mini pub style pretzels. Grab a bag today. Ike, this is not golf weather today, so we know Mike Quick is not on the golf course.
No, he is not.
But a couple weeks ago, Mike had said, don't worry about the Cowboys. They're not the team in the division you need to worry about. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What up, Q?
Just a nice rainy day. Nice day to be inside.
Yeah, nice day to be inside. Wait, you caught the game last night, Monday night game, Mike?
I did. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I sure did.
A couple weeks ago when we were debating who in the division, the Redskins or the Cowboys, which team would you be more worried about, and you said the Redskins, not the Cowboys, and it's proven to be true so far. And then, you know, they just do it in different ways every week, and last night was early score and then really nothing after that, and then after the game, Jerry Jones is being Jerry Jones. And I don't know how you win over the course of a full season when your owner is also your GM and has his hands in coaching and this and that, but you know, it sure looks bad. It sure looks good to be an Eagle fan right now.
Yeah, well, it serves them right. You know, Jerry, he's got too many hats. He does too many things, and I just think it's hard to do what he does if you're not a full-time person. If you're not there every day watching and in the mix of players, and, you know, when he's got so many other things going on, I just don't understand how you can do it and be effective at it. And you know what's funny to me? When I watch the game, when I watch the head coach with the headset on over there, and he doesn't talk, he's not talking to anybody.
Right? Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, well, who do you be talking to?
He's like, he's just listening to the coordinators communicate with each other. He's just listening in on the conversation.
I don't even know if they have him plugged in. I don't even know if they allow him to play. But, yeah, that to me just seems funny, how he walks around the sideline. I never see him really talking to anybody, but he's always got the headset on.
He's a good clapper, too. He likes to clap whenever they fail. Yeah. He's a good clapper. Yeah. Like, come on, guys. Let's do better.
He's cheering. Yeah, he's cheering for everybody. I just always found that kind of strange.
Now, Mike, last night the Cowboys coming off a bye, really kind of a desperate situation, need to get a win at home against a team, Tennessee, let's face it, who hasn't been a juggernaut all season long. But Tennessee went in and gave it to him last night. Similar fashion this week. Eagles come in off a bye, 4-4, need to get a win. The Cowboys now 3-5. This is ultra desperation for them. Do you have any worries about this game Sunday night from the Eagles' perspective?
Yeah, I always worry about games. It's just my nature because I understand this league, and I understand that any game, any team could win. I know how talented players are. Even though the Cowboys aren't winning, I know how talented they are. Their defensive front, they're really talented. They've got one of the best running backs in all of football. They still got a really good offensive line. They acquired Amari Cooper, who is just one of a top-flight receiver in this league. I look at the talent, and I don't underestimate teams like this. And, you know, when teams are wounded, it's like, you know, I'm a kid growing up around these stray dogs, and I always understood that the ones that are wounded, you don't walk up on them because they're the most dangerous. And they will hurt you. And I just, when you've got a team like the Cowboys that are wounded, that are fighting for their lives, I don't take them lightly. You know, once you put them away, then you can breathe and you can exhale. But until that happens, until you thoroughly put them away, they are still scary.
Yeah, and the matchup, Mike, the big matchup will more than likely be Cowboys defense, which is the strength of their team, going up against this Eagles offense. We added Golden Tate. I'm not sure if Sproles is going to play this week, although we keep hearing every week he's close to returning, but I don't know if he's going to play this week.
Yeah.
When you look at the Eagles, right, and not just for Sunday's game, but just moving forward for the second half of the season, what would you like to see them sort of get better at or do more consistently the second half of the season so that they can take advantage of this division and possibly come away with the division crown?
Well, I think I think Carson is really starting to get comfortable again and run this offense the way it needs to be run. I think the addition of Golden Tate was a great, was an excellent addition. I just want to see the offense score almost at will, the way we saw this offense scoring last year. You know, the mixture of play calling, the way the offensive line could dominate the line of scrimmage. You know, the defense is going to be the defense. And they're not – the defense, you know, if you look at what they're allowing teams to score, it's about 19 points. That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
But the offense has to be able to be this prolific offense that we got used to last year that teams just couldn't stop. Because with this team, they're going to face some teams that have tremendous offense. And I think about the New Orleans Saints when I say that, or the Rams when I say that. And it's not – the Rams are going to score points. The Saints are going to score points. But can the Eagles match them in scoring points? And that's what I want to see. Going forward, I want to see this team able to, no matter the defense that they're playing against, able to move the ball down the field, score touchdowns. Not just points, score touchdowns against any defense.
That's a great Mike Quick. Mike, how does the running back situation shake itself out from Doug's perspective? Do you go with the hot hand? You go with who's working for that? Did Josh Adams earn more carries based on what you saw against the Jags? Maybe Darren Sproles is coming back. But that's the one area on the offense that you look at, and I don't think anybody really knows from the outside what they're going to do. Doug may not know either.
Well, I hope Corey Clement, with this rest, got healthier and is at full tilt now. I think Josh has earned more snaps, and I think we're going to see more of him. But it's going to be this committee thing, and these coaches just have to be smart with their committee and utilizing guys' strengths at the right time and taking advantage of defense. They know the strengths of each of those guys. They know how to put them in the right spot using those strengths, and that's what the second half is all about.
Mike, you played the Cowboys a lot in your Eagles career. What's the first memory of your playing days that jumps out from an Eagle-Cowboy game?
Well, I don't have a lot of good memories, I must say. Because it was during that time when the Cowboys were really good, and
yes,
we were not so good. So I don't have a lot of great memories. But I do remember when I realized that this was a bigger game than any other, and I've told this before, I'm coming out of the locker room at the Vet, as we always did in groups, and all the receivers are together. I'm always, you know, near Harold Carmichael when I was young in the league. I looked up in Harold's eyes, and, you know, he had these big tears welling up in his face, and I'm thinking, what the heck is going on? Because I'd never seen him that way before.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd listened to all the talk during the week, but when I saw Harold and the mood that he was in before that game, I knew it was something different.
Ah, it's going to be fun coming up on Sunday. We'll be listening to you and Merrill on Sunday night, Mike, and we always appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it.
There he is, Mike Quick. Yeah, man, emotional.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I can't. Oh, man, my first Cowboys game was, phew, I had tears in my eyes.
Is that your behind kick?
Yeah, it wasn't out of hatred. It was out of the butt whooping we were taking on national TV, Monday Night Football, my rookie year. 30, I think it was 34-0.
Deion returned one in the end zone.
Yep.
I was there.
Yep.
In that end zone.
After we had told, Harbaugh had told Tommy Hutton, do not kick the ball down the middle of the field to Deion Sanders.
Oh my God, Tommy
all
Hutton.
Week. Yep. And
so you were on the team where Tommy Hutton bobbled the snap?
Well, with Chris Bonio, that was the year before.
That was the year before?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just bringing up Tommy Hutton brings up that because that was against the Cowboys.
Yep.
Oh, my God. But so they were still together, the Cowboys, your rookie year.
Yeah, I got the triplets my first 2 years. Then they started falling off.
One by one.
Irvin first, obviously, game here. And then Aikman the next year, I believe it was.
He was done pretty quick. He was still a really good quarterback.
Well, concussions.
He went from being really good quarterback to to out of the league.
Yes.
Wisely out of the league,
by the way. Yeah, he was done. I think Troy must say he must have had like 12 concussions.
Yeah, more than that.
Yeah.
More than that. Probably 30 if you include the undiagnosed ones.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a member of the Mailata Mafia on the line, Ike. Do you want to take him or get him? So Mailata Mafia is if you think that Jordan Mailata should be a running back for the team or the starting tackle. Either way.
Yeah, several positions, yeah.
Let's go to Luke. in Ridley Park. He's a member of the Mailata Mafia. What's up, Luke?
Yeah, it's Lou. It's not Luke.
What's up, Lou?
Anyway, yeah. Why don't they use him for a running back? I mean, when he was playing rugby, man, he had five guys on him.
Ike's the former football player. I'm going to defer to him on this, Ike.
Okay, Ike, what do you think, man? Come on.
No.
No, why not? You're talking about Le'Veon Bell. This guy's bigger, and he knows how to run the ball. They're not using him for nothing else.
So hang on. Are you talking about in just a gimmick play at the goal line, like Refrigerator Perry? Are you saying in a rotation, in a running back rotation? Mailata's one of the guys.
In a rotation? Like the fridge? Why not use him like the fridge? What is wrong with that?
Well, I agree with that.
Stop using that.
Yeah,
how come people stop using that?
Yeah, I don't know why they stopped using it.
It works. It worked.
It did work back then. I don't, if it was something that was like automatic, I think more coaches would use it right now.
Well, why did they stop? You played. Why did they stop? It worked.
Because it was a gimmick play that when he was
it
in.
It worked.
But here's the thing, though. It worked the first couple of times, and then people figured out, well, if you have him in a game, then we ought to key in on that play.
Okay, I understand that. But the man was strong enough, and he made it through there. He still made it, whether you knew you were giving him the ball or not. He still made it.
I don't know what to tell you, Lou. Listen.
Stay strong, Lou.
I get it. Listen.
You're running all these small backs. This guy's sitting on the bench doing nothing.
Yeah, but he hasn't. He has. Yeah, forget that he hasn't played in the NFL yet. You want to play him at a position that the Eagles aren't even training him to play. Like, they're training him to play offensive tackle.
He was pretty upright when he was running that rugby
ball. Oh, yeah, because that's how rugby, that's right. How it is, yeah.
So running upright at 6'8"?
Nah, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. And listen, I don't know when Jordan Mailata is going to get on the field. I know everybody wants to see him. I would caution you that it's more than likely not going to happen this year, unless there are several injuries sustained. Like, the only reason he's not on the practice squad is because they want to protect him.
They would have lost him.
Yeah, they don't want someone else snatching him up. So they want to continue to teach him the game of football. And
they're not going to activate him because they're not going to activate him to use him in a gadget play because they it's a numbers game at that point.
Yes.
You're sitting a guy down that's really the depth in the offensive line. You don't want to have to make him.
If he can't play tackle, he can't play on Sundays. Like, the Eagles aren't going to put some sort of experiment out there when they have their franchise quarterback out there. You're going to have Jordan Mailata out there blocking DeMarcus Lawrence, Ryan Kerrigan. When they play Houston, you want to have him blocking J.J. Watt or Jadeveon Clowney?
No, you don't have to worry about that now.
What are we talking about here?
But when he is active, either as a backup or a starter,
mm-hmm.
You want to bring him in there in a goal-line situation?
I got to see him in the preseason. Everybody likes to play gimmicky football. It's cool when it works. You look foolish when it doesn't work.
888-729-9494.
Because, see, he gives the ball to Jordan Mailata, and he fumbles it. Imagine what that's going to be like.
Oh, yeah, no. What are you doing? What are you putting him in there for?
Yeah, he's never played football before. He's a rugby player.
Markson Reese says, as the 5-4 Eagles after Sunday, after they beat the Cowboys and then beat Jason Garrett into unemployment, that's how bad they're going to beat him down on Sunday. Agree or disagree? Everybody is angry at me, saying I'm trying to jinx him. 888-72. I'm not trying to jinx anybody. No. No, you could say I have the wrong take here, but you can't say I'm not trying to jinx him at all. I honestly believe this. I don't know how you can look at this game unless you're maybe a former athlete.
Because we've watched this team for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
We felt like we were sure that we were going to beat a certain team. We already felt that way. Remember the Tennessee game? There's no way the Tennessee Titans are beating the Eagles.
This is the biggest lock for the Eagles in recent memory. At least 10 years. 888-729-9494. I'm serious. Marks and Reese, we come back. You know, the Eagles fan base,
mm-hmm.
You think it's been voted the drunkest fan base among NFL fan bases? We'll discuss coming up.
After that kid ate that horse poopy back in the wintertime.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.